Praise God, you can be seated in the presence of God tonight.
Se pueden sentar esta noche.
No one in the book of Genesis gets the amount of coverage that Joseph does.
Nadie en el libro de Génesis tiene más descripción que José.
More than everyone that came before him, the primary focus of this book is on him.
Más que todos los que vinieron antes de él, el primario, él es enfoque del libro de Génesis.
He gets more coverage than Abraham and Noah and Adam and Isaac and Jacob.
Recibe más historia que Abraham, Jacobo y Isaac.
You can make the argument tonight that individually,
puedes hacer el diálogo que individualmente,
Joseph is the greatest type in the book of Genesis of Jesus Christ.
José es el más grande de tipología de Cristo en Génesis.
You can even make the argument that the reason that he gets so much attention,
puedes decir que la razón por la cual tiene tanta atención,
is because of the primary principle that is lived out in the life of Joseph.
Es por los principios que está viviendo José.
It would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 22 years that would transpire between the dream and the fulfillment of the dream in Joseph's life. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 13 out of the 22 years were in either a pit or in a prison.
13 años de los que pasó José estaban en el pozo o en la cárcel.
13 years of his life are lost.
13 años de su vida estaban perdidos.
He loved his God.
Él amaba a su Dios.
He loved his father.
Él amaba a su padre.
He loved his brethren.
Él amaba a sus hermanos.
He loved his mama.
Amaba a su mamá.
But that love that he had for all of the above was going to be tested.
Pero ese amor que tenía para todos iba a ser probado.
Over and over again in his life.
Una y otra vez en su vida.
It was going to be tried in the furnace.
Iba a ser probada en el fuego.
You can see from the outset of Joseph's life that he was somewhat naive.
Puedes mirar en la vida de José que era, no sabía todo.
He loved his brethren, but he wasn't really cut out to negotiate with them.
Amaba a sus hermanos, pero no podía negociar con ellos.
Because they were living lives that were on the edge.
Porque ellos vivían vidas que estaban en las orillas.
They were cunning and crafty.
Ellos eran astutos.
They were manipulative.
Ellos estaban manipulando.
And he really couldn't hang with his brothers.
Y él no podía conectar con sus hermanos.
He was naive.
Él era medio, no sabía todo.
He was vulnerable.
Era vulnerable.
In time, as he interacted with his brethren, his innocence would leave him.
En el tiempo cuando él interactaba con sus hermanos, se iban.
As he had to constantly reorient himself to their strategies.
Porque tenía que cambiar su estrategia para la estrategia de ellos.
Situation after situation in Joseph's life.
Situación tras situación en la vida de José.
Conversation after conversation.
Conversación tras conversación.
He began to realize as he interacted with his world.
Empezó a darse cuenta cuando él vivía en su mundo.
I think everybody around me doesn't see the world the same way that I see it.
Yo pienso que todos alrededor de mí no miran el mundo igual.
It's like, I don't know if you've ever had this encounter in school, but it's like operating with a bully.
Es como cuando en la escuela tienes alguien que te molesta.
Especially if you're a church kid.
Especialmente si eres un niño de la iglesia.
Because you come to Sunday school and you hear lessons like turn the other cheek.
Porque vienes a la escuela dominical y escuchas lecciones.
And do good to those that despitefully use you.
Donde enseñan haz bien a los que te usan mal.
And persecute you and say all manner of things against you.
Y los que te persiguen y dicen cosas malas de ti.
And then you go to school.
Y luego vas a la escuela.
And you expect people to be a particular way.
Y esperas que las personas se van a compartir de cierta manera.
And then as you begin to interact with people, maybe a bully at school.
Pero luego empiezas a interactuar con las personas, alguien que te molesta.
Anybody ever encounter a bully?
¿Alguien ha encontrado una persona mala?
You ever had one of those moments where you're talking to somebody and you realize that we're not talking on the same level?
Un momento cuando estás platicando con alguien y te das cuenta que no están en el mismo nivel.
That we're not operating with the same level of principle.
No operamos con el mismo principio.
That we're not thinking about the world the same way.
No pensamos en el mundo igual.
And it's a little bit shocking to your system.
Y te asombra un poco.
We're not looking at this the same way.
No lo estamos mirando igual.
And so Joseph loved his family.
So José amaba a su familia.
But He was kind of like a sheep among wolves with his brethren.
Pero era como oveja entre los lobos.
He was leading quite a bit with his chin.
Estaba guiando con su mejilla.
In moments like that, you feel helpless and vulnerable.
Y en momentos así te sientes vulnerable.
And you feel a little bit ignorant and naive.
Y te sientes un poco ignorante.
Because you realize I'm not as cunning as they are.
Porque te das cuenta que no eres tan astuto como ellos.
I'm not as prepared to function in their world as I could be.
No estás preparado para funcionar como ellos.
When your value system is the fruit of the Spirit.
Cuando tu sistema de valores es el fruto del Espíritu.
When your value system is love and joy and peace.
Cuando tu los frutos es amor, paz y gozo.
And goodness and gentleness and meekness.
Y bondad y gentilidad.
And kindness and goodness and patience.
Y siendo amoroso y lleno de paciencia.
When you're living through the lens of temperance and meekness.
Cuando vives con paciencia tienes disciplina.
And you go out into your world and you assume that everybody's playing by the same sets of rules.
Y vas a este mundo y te piensas que todos viven igual.
In that moment, you can feel like God has set you up for failure.
En ese momento se puede sentir como que Dios te ha dejado para fracasar.
And there can be some cynicism that creeps in.
Y puede entrar el cinicismo en el humano.
As you begin to think, God, why did you send me out unprepared?
Cuando dices y dices, ¿por qué Dios me mandó afuera así, impreparado?
The devil can come in and begin to convince you that God set you up for failure.
El diablo puede venir y convencerte que Dios te hizo fracasar.
But as you live for God,
pero cuando sirves a Dios,
you realize that everybody around you has a narrative.
Y pasa el tiempo y te das cuenta que todos tienen una historia.
Everybody around you sees the world in a particular way.
Todos miran el mundo de una manera particular.
In Joseph's life, it's very obvious that his father has a narrative.
En la vida de José es muy obvio que el padre tenía una historia.
His brothers also have a narrative.
Sus hermanos tenían un punto de vista.
Potiphar and his wife, they have a narrative.
Potifar y la esposa de Potifar tenían una historia.
The jailer, the prisoners, everybody in the story.
El de la cárcel, todos los que estaban en la historia.
Has a particular view of what is happening in his life.
Tienen un punto de vista particular diferente de cada de los demás.
But Joseph also has a narrative.
Pero José también tiene un punto de vista, una historia.
And Joseph's narrative begins with a dream from God.
Y la historia de José empieza con un sueño de Dios.
Can I tell you that God also has a narrative?
Dios también tiene una historia que está preparando.
And God has planted his narrative into the heart of this naive boy.
Y Dios plantó la historia de él en el corazón de José.
Now the way that a vision works is kind of weird to frame.
Y la manera que trabaja una visión es raro confundir, explicarlo.
Because a vision from God is really an internal narrative.
Porque una visión de Dios es una historia interna.
A vision is something that is mercurial, it's difficult to grab.
Una visión es algo que es como líquido, es difícil de agarrarlo.
But Joseph's entire life is going to be driven by an internal narrative.
Pero la historia de José va a ser guiada por esa historia interna.
It isn't concrete.
No es concreto.
It isn't structured.
No es estructura.
It isn't definitive.
No es definitivo.
As a matter of fact, for all intents and purposes, it isn't even real.
Y por hecho, esa historia no es ni real todavía.
Not in the classical sense of it being visible.
No en la forma clásica que es visible.
Everything that God is going to do in Joseph's life.
Todo lo que va a hacer Dios en la vida de José.
It's not something that he can pull out and hold and say, "See here."
No es algo que puede sacar y enseñarlo a los demás.
It's flimsy.
Es algo que se puede ver.
When you're in the middle of the fight.
Cuando estás en medio de la pelea.
It's not something that you can pull out and strike out with.
No es algo que puedes sacar y pelear con él.
It's invisible.
Es invisible.
But it's not nothing.
Pero no es nada.
It's liquid courage.
Es valor líquido.
It is a mercurial column.
Es algo que no se puede agarrar.
It's something that can hold you up when the wind begins to blow.
Es algo que te sostiene cuando viene sopla el viento.
It's something that can hold you up when the storm is raging.
Es algo que te sostiene cuando viene la tormenta.
And it's something that can satisfy you when all of the other narratives around you are playing out.
Y es algo que te puede satisfacer cuando todo lo demás está fallando.
Are going to be moments in Joseph's life where he feels like he's going crazy.
Hay momentos en la vida de José donde está perdiendo la mente.
Like there are moments in your life and in my life when you feel like God, it doesn't make sense.
Como hay momentos en tu vida y en la vida mía que Dios no entiendes.
In moments like this, when every other narrative is talking to us.
En momentos como estos cuando todo lo demás te está hablando.
And there's something on the inside of us that begins to cry out to God.
Y hay algo adentro que empieza a clamar a Dios.
Maybe it's in a prayer closet.
Tal vez es en la oración.
Maybe it's driving down the road all by yourself late at night.
Tal vez estás manejando en la calle en la noche.
When you begin to tell God,
cuando le empiezas a decir a Dios,
God, I need you to help me.
Dios, necesito que me ayudes.
God, I need you to hold me up.
Dios, necesito que me sostengas.
God, I need you to give me courage.
Dios, necesito que me des valor.
It's what one writer said when he said, God, be not far from me.
Es lo que dijo un autor, no te alejes de mí, Dios.
Many bulls of Bashan have beset me round.
Muchas cosas han estado alrededor de mí.
Your billows and your waves are crashing over me.
Tus olas me están pegando, Dios.
But in that very real, very dynamic, unfolding narrative,
pero en eso real, esa historia que está
there is the structure of a dream,
hay una estructura de un sueño,
that comes to the surface, that comes from God,
que viene a la superficie, que viene de Dios.
And it is not only just real,
y no solamente es real,
but it's the realest real that you can even imagine.
Pero es lo más real que te puedes imaginar.
It's realer than your family of origin.
Es más real que tu origen.
It's more real than the adversary in the night.
Es más real que el adversario en la noche.
It's more real than the voices of criticism around you.
Es más real que la voz del criticismo.
I'm telling you, it's a reality that comes from above.
Es una realidad que viene de arriba.
And it's fastened in the infinite.
Y está atado en lo infinito.
It's something that can hold you when everything is falling apart.
Es algo que te sostiene cuando lo demás no.
I'm telling somebody tonight, it's more real than the pain.
Le digo a alguien, es más real que el dolor.
It's more real than what your enemy says.
Es más real que lo que dice tu enemigo.
It's more real than what the physical world is telling you.
Es más real que lo que dice este mundo.
The kingdom of God is within you.
El reino de Dios está dentro de ti.
And all of it comes with a vision from God.
Y todo viene con una visión de Dios.
That brings with it a mission and a program and an action.
Que trae con él misión, programa y acción.
But it all starts in the invisible world.
Pero todo empieza en el mundo invisible.
It all starts in a mercurial reality that starts in the world of spirit.
Todo empieza en una realidad mercurial que es líquido.
The psalmist David would pen words about this reality.
El salmista David hablaba de esta realidad.
Psalms chapter 24, he said, "The earth is the Lord's."
El salmo 24 dice, "La tierra es del Señor."
And the fullness thereof.
Y todo lo que en él está.
The physical world is God's.
El mundo físico le pertenece a Dios.
But not just what you see.
Pero no solo lo que ves.
The fullness is the potential.
La integridad es la potencial.
So the world is God's.
So el mundo es de Dios.
It was made by him and for him.
Fue hecho por él y para él.
But it's not just the world that you see.
Pero no solo es el mundo que ves.
It's the world that the world can be.
Es el mundo que puede ser el mundo.
If it could go from its original state.
Si puede ser de su lugar original.
Into its full state.
Al estado terminado.
It's what a business can be.
Es lo que un negocio puede ser.
If it can move from its original state.
Si se mueve del lugar original.
Into its actualized state.
Al lugar actualizado.
He said, "The earth is the Lord's."
Dice, la tierra le pertenece.
And the fullness thereof.
Y la integridad de ella.
The world.
El mundo.
And they that dwell therein.
Y los que en ella habitan.
So it's not just the place.
No solo es el lugar.
But it's the place filled with actualization.
Pero es el lugar lleno de actualización.
It's the place filled with the abundance of God.
Es el lugar lleno de abundancia de Dios.
He goes on to say in verse 2, "For he hath founded it."
Dice en el verso 2, porque él la fundió.
This word founded is the word yakad.
Fundó es la palabra yakad.
It means to set in place.
Quiere decir poner en lugar.
He said, "God set in place the world."
Dios puso en lugar el mundo.
But when he set in place the world,
pero cuando lo puso en el lugar,
he set the world upon the seas.
Lo puso sobre los mares.
This word "seas" means to roar.
Mares significa
to
rugir,
foam.
Que decía humo.
It means that he set it upon the noisy surf.
Lo puso en lugar ruidoso.
And he established.
Y lo estableció.
This word established means kun.
Afirmó esta palabra es kun en
it
hebreo.
It means to erect.
Significa edificar.
To set up.
Para el edificar.
To make firm.
Para ser firme.
God established the world.
Dios estableció el mundo.
Upon the flood.
Sobre los ríos.
That word flood is a stream.
Esa palabra ríos es un agua.
That word means to sparkle.
Es una corriente que
dice brillar. It means to be cheerful.
Para estar alegre.
It means that the world is going to have flow.
Significa que va a haber movimiento en el mundo.
And that flow is going to make what God established prosperous.
Y ese movimiento va a hacer que prospera.
So what he's saying is,
so lo que está diciendo es esto,
that everything related to the physical world,
todo relacionado al mundo físico,
was set up upon the seas.
Estaba puesto sobre los mares.
He said there's going to be roaring.
Digo, va a haber ruidos.
There's going to be tumult.
Va a haber movimiento.
There's going to be conflict.
Va a haber conflicto.
But in the long run,
pero en el largo paso,
all of that difficulty and adversity,
toda esa dificultad y adversidad,
is going to make what is actual to sparkle and to be cheerful.
Va a ser lo que es actual para alegrarse.
It's going to make it flow and it's going to make it prosperous.
Va a hacerlo fluir y va a hacer que prospere.
He's trying to get us to understand.
Él quiere que entendamos esta noche
that everything that you see,
que todo lo que ves,
is built up on what you do not see.
Está edificado en lo que no ves.
He's saying that the physical world,
dice el mundo físico,
it originates from a world that you can't see.
Se originó de un mundo que no puedes ver.
That's why you can be standing in the middle of adversity.
Por eso estás en medio de adversidad.
And you can be listening to everybody else's narrative.
Y puedes escuchar la historia de todos los demás.
And say that narrative does not define me.
Y decir esa historia no me define a mí.
And that narrative does not define me.
Y esa historia no me define a mí.
And that narrative does not define me.
Y esa historia no me define a mí.
But there is an internal narrative.
Pero hay una historia interna,
that comes from the Spirit of God,
que viene del Espíritu de Dios.
And it doesn't matter how noisy it gets,
y no importa el sonido que viene.
It doesn't matter how tumultuous it gets,
no importa los problemas que
when
vengan.
God is finished with my life,
cuando Dios termina con mi vida,
he's going to make me cheerful.
Él me va a hacer alegre.
He's going to make me joyous.
Él me va a hacer alegroso.
He's going to make me prosperous.
Él me va a hacer prosperar.
And he's going to give my life flow,
y él va a dar movimiento a mi vida.
You know what my preaching needs.
¿Sabes lo que necesita mi predicación?
My preaching needs the flow of God.
Necesita que se mueva Dios.
You know what your marriage needs?
¿Sabes lo que necesita tu matrimonio?
It needs the flow of the Holy Ghost.
Necesita que se mueva el Espíritu.
You know what your Bible study needs?
¿Sabes lo que necesita tu estudio?
It needs a flowing of the Spirit of God.
Se necesita mover el Espíritu de Dios.
Come on, I know the waves are roaring.
Yo sé que las olas están moviéndose.
I know there's all kind of noise in the world.
Yo sé que hay toda clase de ruido en el mundo.
But there's something down on the inside.
Pero hay algo adentro de mí
that tells me it's going to be all right.
Que me dice todo va a estar bien.
It's going to be all right.
Todo va a estar bien.
God is in control.
Dios tiene el control.
Somebody give him praise.
Alguien alábelo.
He said, "Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place?"
¿Quién ascenderá la montaña y quién se parará en el lugar santo?
Who's going to ascend in God's plan?
¿Quién se va a subir en el plan de Dios?
Who's going to stand in a solid place?
¿Quién se va a parar en un lugar sólido?
He that hath clean hands and a pure heart.
El que tiene las manos limpias y corazón
he
puro.
He who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity.
El que no ha elevado su alma a cosas vanas.
Nor sworn deceitfully.
O ha jurado con engaño.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
Él recibirá la bendición del Señor.
And righteous from the God of his salvation.
Y justicia al Dios de su salvación.
This is the generation of them that seek him.
Esta es la generación de los que lo buscan.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Los que buscan tu rostro.
Joseph has a dream.
Jacob, José tiene un sueño.
And it came to him from God.
Y vino a él de Dios.
But there is roaring in his life.
Pero hay problemas en su vida.
There is strife and conflict in his life.
Hay conflictos en su vida.
There is fluidity in his life.
Hay movimiento en su vida.
There is the lack of a fixed place to stand.
No hay lugar firme donde él se pare.
He's being tossed to and fro.
Está siendo movido para uno y para el otro lado.
He is going from the cave to the prison.
Va del pozo a la cárcel.
He doesn't get a divine explanation.
No agarra una explicación divina.
God doesn't stop to tell him why it feels the way that it does.
Dios no le dice por qué se siente así.
And all the while there's an unfolding narrative around him.
Y todo en eso está una historia desarrollándose.
That contradicts the dream.
Que contradice el sueño.
In every way.
En cada camino.
Every angle that is speaking to him.
Todo ángulo que le está hablando.
Is speaking against the dream.
Está hablando contra el sueño.
Is speaking against the plan of God.
Está hablando contra el plan de Dios.
The dream and his reality are enemies.
El sueño y la realidad son enemigos.
They are contradictory.
Son contradictorios.
They stand in defiance one against the other.
Se para uno desafiando el uno al otro.
Everybody in Joseph's life.
Todos en la vida de José.
Has a different narrative.
Tienen otra historia.
Than Joseph does.
Que la historia de que José.
But it doesn't matter.
Pero no importa.
What everybody else is saying about Joseph.
Lo que todos los demás dicen de José.
Because he has an internal reality.
Porque tiene una realidad
interna. That is the most real.
Que es lo más real.
Because it is a divine reality.
Porque es una realidad divina.
What does Joseph have to reject?
¿Qué es lo que tiene que rechazar José?
In order to hold on to God's reality.
Para agarrar el sueño de Dios.
First.
Primero.
Joseph must reject his father's narrative.
José tiene que rechazar la historia de su papá.
His daddy is a patriarch.
Su papá es un patriarca.
His daddy is a man of God.
Su padre es un hombre de Dios.
He was in the divine flow of the plan of God.
Estaba en el plan divino de Dios.
But every generation.
Pero cada generación.
Gets a dream.
Que recibe un sueño.
Every generation.
Cada generación.
Gets a vision.
Recibe una visión.
And it comes from God.
Y viene de Dios.
Joseph is driven from the patriarchal house.
José está llevado de la casa patriarca.
Because in his daddy's house.
Porque en la casa de su padre.
Is dysfunction.
Hay disfunción.
His daddy doesn't believe the dream.
Su padre no cree en el sueño.
He's favored of his dad.
Es el favorito del hijo.
He is blessed of his dad.
Es bendecido de su hijo.
He is in the lineage that he is because of his dad.
Está en el linaje que está por su padre.
But there's something in Joseph.
Pero hay algo adentro de
that
José.
That is not in his father.
Que no está en el padre.
There's a dream in him.
Hay un sueño en él.
That is not in his daddy.
Que no está en el papá.
And what's living in his daddy's house.
Y lo que vive en la casa del papá.
Is going to kill the dream.
Va a matar el sueño.
And it, if given enough time.
Y si le dan el tiempo.
What's living in his daddy's house.
Lo que vive en la casa del papá.
Is going to kill the dreamer.
Va a matar el que tiene el sueño.
It's going to tear the coat off from him.
Le va a quitar la ropa.
Like David and Saul.
Como David y Saúl.
There's a time where they walk up into the house of God together.
Hay un tiempo cuando caminaron juntos.
There's a time where they take sweet fellowship together.
Hay tiempo donde tienen convivio juntos.
But in the process of time,
pero en el proceso del tiempo,
there's something on the inside of David.
Hay algo adentro de David.
That is at odds with what is on the inside of Saul.
Que está en conflicto con lo que tiene
David
Saúl.
Even though they will both be king.
Aun cuando los dos eran reyes.
One is king for a season.
Uno es rey por temporada.
And the other is king for another season.
Otro rey por otra temporada.
Like Moses and Joshua.
Como Moisés y José.
One has a ministry for a season.
Uno tiene una temporada
and
por un
another
tiempo.
Has a ministry for another season.
Y Josué tiene por otra temporada.
The first thing that Joseph has to understand.
Lo primero que tiene que entender José.
Is that there are some things living in his father's house.
Hay cosas que viven adentro de su padre.
That given enough time.
Que si le dan tiempo.
Will try to assassinate the dream.
Va a querer asesinar el sueño.
And will try to assassinate the dreamer.
Y va a querer asesinar el soñador.
If he remains in his father's house,
si se queda en la casa de su padre,
he will be forced to flow with the narrative of the world around him.
Va a ser forzado a vivir la historia alrededor de ellos.
He will be forced to flow into the narrative of his brethren.
Va a ser forzado a tomar las decisiones igual que sus hermanos.
There's a point in his life where even his daddy looks at him.
Hay un punto en la vida que hasta su padre lo mira.
And says, "I cannot wrap my mind around your vision."
Y dice, "Yo no puedo entender."
I can't wrap my mind around your dream.
Yo no puedo entender tu sueño.
Shall your mother and I also bow before you?
¿Acaso tus padres también se rodearán?
Do you sense the sarcasm?
¿Sientes el opuesto?
Do you sense the bite?
Puede sentir la mordida.
If Joseph stays where he is,
si José se queda donde está,
the dream is going to die.
El sueño se va a morir.
And the dreamer is going to die.
Y el soñador se va a morir.
So Joseph has a decision to make.
So José tiene una decisión para hacer.
Is my primary allegiance going to be to my father's house?
¿Será mi alianza a la casa de mi
or
padre?
Is my primary allegiance going to be what's flowing on the inside of me?
¿O será mi alianza lo que está dentro de mí?
There's a point in all of our lives.
Hay un punto en todas nuestras
where
vidas.
We have a decision.
Donde tenemos que tomar una decisión.
Is it going to be the dream that God gave to me?
¿Será el sueño que Dios me dio?
Or is it going to be allegiance to a natural kingdom?
¿O será alianza a un reino natural?
It was the hand of God that drove Joseph out of his father's house.
La mano de Dios que sacó a José de esa casa.
He had to ignore the dysfunction in the house of a patriarch.
Tenía que ignorar la disfunción en esa casa.
In order to hold on to the dream.
Para aferrarse al sueño.
Praise God. Jacob didn't even believe the dream.
Jacob ni siquiera vivía en el sueño.
Jacob couldn't see the dream.
Jacob no podía mirar el sueño.
It wasn't Jacob's dream.
No era el sueño de Jacob.
It was Joseph's dream.
Era el sueño de José.
Jacob was blind to his children's faults.
Jacob estaba ciego a los errores de sus hijos.
To their envy for their brother.
A la envidia que ellos tenían.
So Joseph had to reject Jacob's narrative for his life.
So José tenía que rechazar la historia.
Number two, Joseph had to reject his brother's jealousy.
Número dos, tenía que rechazar los celos de sus hermanos.
That jealousy created a narrative.
Esos celos crearon una historia.
And sometimes the narrative that's coming back to you.
Y a veces la historia que te regresa.
Is just the narrative of jealousy.
Es una historia de celos.
But he couldn't embrace it.
Pero no lo podía abrazar.
He had to reject the temptation to get angry and bitter at God.
Tenía que rechazar la tentación de enojarse
con Dios.
Because
God was going to allow some things to unfold in his life.
Porque Dios iba a permitir que unas cosas sucedieran en
that
su vida.
God was not going to give him an explanation for.
Y Dios no le iba a dar explicación de eso.
He had to reject Potiphar's wife's false accusations.
Tenía que rechazar las acusaciones falsas de la esposa.
He had to reject the bitterness about the time that was lost.
De la amargura del tiempo que él perdió.
That he was never going to get back.
De que él nunca iba a recibir ese tiempo para atrás.
He had to reject the anger at the butler.
Tenía que rechazar el coraje al sacerdote.
Someone that he had ministered to.
Alguien que él había ayudado en la cárcel.
Somebody that he had poured himself out to.
Alguien que él había ayudado en la cárcel.
That when the time came to be remembered.
Que cuando el tiempo para que se acordara de él.
He didn't remember Joseph.
Él no se acordó de José.
He had to forgive his daddy for not understanding.
Tenía que perdonar a su papá.
He had to forgive his brothers for not understanding.
Tenía que perdonar a sus hermanos por no entender.
He had to forgive God for doing it in a way that he didn't understand.
Tenía que perdonar a Dios porque no entendía lo que estaba
he
haciendo.
He had to be willing to forgive himself.
Tenía que estar dispuesto a perdonarse a sí mismo.
He had to be willing to forgive people that he had ministered to.
Tenía que perdonar a las personas que él ayudó.
Who forgot about him when he was at his most vulnerable point.
Que se olvidaron de él cuando estaba lo más.
And he had to reject the desire to finally try to right all of the wrongs. When he was in a position of power in Egypt.
Cuando tenía posición en poder en Egipto.
And he had the power to condemn his brethren.
Y tenía el poder de condenar a sus hermanos.
But he would not do so.
Pero él no lo hizo.
He couldn't get sucked into silly fights about things that don't matter in the long run.
Él no fue atado en peleas que no importaban.
He didn't get sucked into fighting with carnal people about petty things.
Él no fue atado a pelear con cosas que no importaban.
Because even though there was no external structure.
Porque aun que no había estructura externa.
Or no external narrative that supported him.
O una historia externa que no lo ayudaba, soportaba
just
él.
Because you could not see the structure.
Nomás porque no podías mirar la estructura.
Does not mean there was not a structure.
No significa que no iba,
but the
no era
structure
estructura.
That existed in Joseph's life.
Pero la estructura que existía en la vida
was
de José
down on the inside of him.
Estaba dentro de él.
It was bigger than what his daddy thought.
Era más grande que lo que pensaba
it was
su
bigger
papá.
Than what his brothers thought.
Era más grande que sus hermanos.
It was bigger than what Potiphar thought.
Era más grande que lo que
it
pensaba
Potiphar. It was bigger
Potiphar.
Than what Pharaoh thought.
Era más grande que Faraón.
It was bigger than what his enemies thought.
Era más grande que sus enemigos.
There was a structure.
Había una estructura.
But it was invisible.
Pero era invisible.
And when the time came,
y cuando vino el tiempo,
for him to finally handle the blessing,
para que por fin agarrara la bendición,
7 years,
7 años,
that he judiciously regulated the increase of Pharaoh's house.
Que él reguló el aumento de Faraón.
He was faithful.
Él fue fiel.
In the prison.
En la cárcel.
He was faithful.
Él fue fiel.
In Pharaoh's house.
En la casa de Faraón.
Joseph treated each of those locations.
José trató cada situación.
The pit,
el lugar, el pozo,
Potiphar's house,
la casa de Potifar,
the prison,
la cárcel,
and Pharaoh's house,
y la casa de Faraón.
He treated each of those structures,
cada estructura,
as though there was no other narrative,
la trató como si no había ninguna otra
historia,
other
than the narrative that God had placed on the inside of him.
Más que la historia que Dios puso adentro de él.
He navigated it. It was difficult.
Él navegó, era difícil.
It was challenging.
Era un reto.
It was trying.
Era lo estaba
probando. There were times where it tested his faith.
Estaba probando su fe.
There were times where he felt like throwing in the towel.
Habían tiempos que se quería rendir.
And giving up.
Y se quería aventar la toalla.
There are always times where the individual in the trial feels like cursing God and dying.
Siempre hay tiempos en la prueba donde el individuo quiere maldecir a Dios.
But there was something on the inside of him.
Pero había algo adentro del individuo.
That said, I'm going to treat each of these locations.
Que dice, voy a tratar cada lugar.
I'm going to handle it like it's God's house.
Lo voy a tratar como si es la casa de Dios.
And what those places became in Joseph's life.
Y lo que se hicieron esos lugares en la vida de él.
Each one of those locations.
Cada lugar.
Became the house of God.
Se hizo la casa de Dios.
Because God had a plan.
Porque Dios tenía un plan.
God was going to preserve His people.
Dios iba a guardar a su pueblo.
God was going to propagate His plan.
Dios iba a propagar su plan.
He was going to do it in Egypt.
Él lo iba a hacer en Egipto.
And even though there are many unfolding narratives,
y aun cuando hay muchas historias,
there's only one narrative.
Solo hay una historia
that represents the future of what God is going to do.
Que representa el futuro de lo que Dios va a hacer.
Each one of these places.
Cada uno de estos lugares
became a place of distribution.
Se hizo un lugar de distribución.
Of the provision of God.
De la provisión de Dios.
It's being mediated by Pharaoh.
Está siendo controlado por Faraón.
And depending on who you ask.
Y dependiendo a quién le preguntas.
There is a different narrative.
Hay una historia diferente.
Pharaoh would have said, "I have sustained the people of God."
Faraón hubiera dicho, "Yo sostuve al pueblo."
The Egyptians would have said, "We have sustained the plan."
Los egipcios dicen, nosotros guardamos el plan.
Everybody would have had a different narrative.
Todos hubieran tenido diferente punto de vista.
But if you ask Joseph,
pero si le preguntas a José,
who is it that is preserving God's people?
¿Quién fue el que está, quién es el que guarda al pueblo?
Joseph would have told you.
José te hubiera dicho,
it's not Pharaoh.
No es Faraón.
It's not corn.
No es el maíz.
It's not their narrative.
No es la historia de
but
ellos.
But it's the narrative of God.
Pero es la historia de Dios.
If you ask Elijah,
si le preguntas a Elías,
who is it that's sustaining you?
¿Quién te sostendrá?
Maybe you could ask the raven.
Tal vez pregúntale al pájaro.
If ravens could talk.
Si los pájaros hablaban.
If they had a little raven communal conversation.
Si los pájaros se juntaron y hablaron.
If one raven looked at the other raven.
Si un pájaro le dijo al otro.
And said, "Mr. Raven."
Y le dijo, "Hey, pájaro."
Who is it that's providing for God's prophet?
¿Quién es el que provee por el
profeta de Dios? The raven would have puffed out his chest.
El pájaro se hubiera hecho.
And he would have said, "I'm providing for God's prophet."
Y hubiera dicho, "Yo estoy proveyendo por él."
But if you had asked Elijah.
Pero si le hubieras preguntado a
Elijah,
Elías,
who's taking care of you in the middle of your trouble?
¿Quién te está cuidando en el problema?
Elijah would have said, "God is."
Elías hubiera dicho, Dios.
I'm here to tell you.
Yo te vengo a decir.
There are many narratives
in the world. Historias en el mundo.
But I don't care what the raven says.
Pero no me importa lo que dice el pájaro.
I don't care what Potiphar says.
No me dice lo que dice Potifar.
I don't care what Pharaoh says.
No me importa lo que dice Faraón.
God has a plan.
Dios tiene un plan.
And I just want to figure out what God's plan is.
Y yo quiero averiguar el plan de Dios.
And get my life aligned with God's plan.
Y alinear mi vida con él.
Who's paying the bills?
¿Quién está pagando los biles?
God is.
Dios lo está pagando.
Who's taking care of my marriage?
¿Quién cuida mi matrimonio?
God is.
Dios lo está cuidando.
I don't care what the critic says.
No me importa el crítico.
I don't care what the adversary says.
No me importa el enemigo.
I don't care what my skin color community says.
No me importa lo que dice
la
comunidad.
I don't care what my family of origin says.
No me importa el origen de la familia.
It's not my intellect.
No es mi intelección.
It's not my rapier wit.
No es mi mente.
It's not my intelligence.
No es mi mente.
It's the hand of God.
Es la mano de Dios.
And God is just trying to get the people of God to understand.
Y Dios quiere que el pueblo entienda.
If you can buy into the vision.
Si puedes creer la visión.
And if you can silence all of the other narratives.
Si puedes callar todas las otras
then
voces.
Then God will accomplish what He's trying to accomplish.
Dios va a cumplir lo que él quiere
not
cumplir.
Not what I'm trying to accomplish.
No lo que yo quiero
not
cumplir.
What you're trying to accomplish.
No lo que quieres cumplir.
But God will provide for His people.
Pero Dios proveerá por su pueblo.
If you had asked the children of Israel,
si le preguntabas al pueblo de Dios,
who is it that took care of you in the wilderness?
¿Quién te cuidó en el desierto?
There would have been many narratives.
Hubieran habido muchas historias.
Who is it that provided water for you?
¿Quién proveó el agua?
Some people would have thought it's Moses.
Algunos hubieran dicho Moisés.
Some people would have thought, we don't know, a rock just started shooting out water.
Algunos dicen, no sé, la roca empezó a sacar.
There was something metaphysical happening.
Había algo sobrenatural.
That they couldn't explain.
Que no podían entender.
And if you were just worried about what everybody else thought,
y si te preocupabas por los demás,
then you would have tried to explain it through your natural mind.
Hubieras querido explicarlo naturalmente.
If it was your kingdom,
si fuera tu reino,
and if it was your family,
y si fuera tu familia,
and if it was your provision,
y si fuera tu provisión,
but if you ask God,
pero si le preguntas a Dios,
who was it that provided water in the wilderness?
¿Quién proveó el agua en el desierto?
Who is it that opened up the heavens?
¿Quién abrió los cielos?
And made manna drop like rain.
Y hizo la manna caer como lluvia.
Paul would tell you a particular thing.
Pablo te dijo algo particular.
You see, the man of God had a narrative.
El varón de Dios tenía historia.
He would tell you, you know, there was a rock following them in the wilderness.
Había una roca que lo estaba siguiendo.
And that rock was not their intellect.
Y esa roca no era el intelecto.
It was not their intelligence.
No era su inteligencia.
But it was Christ that followed them in the wilderness.
Pero era Cristo que lo siguió.
You know who's been making the way the whole time?
¿Sabes quién abrió el camino?
God's been making provision the
Dios
whole time.
Dios abrió la provisión.
God's been providing food.
Dios proveó la comida.
God's been providing water.
Dios proveó el agua.
You gotta quiet all the other narratives.
Tienes que callar todas las otras historias.
And say, I'm here today because of the hand of God.
Y dice, estoy aquí por la mano de Dios.
Praise God. God said, I gave you water.
Dios dijo, yo te di el agua.
Paul said the rock was Christ.
Pablo dijo, la roca era Cristo.
Jesus had a narrative.
Jesús tenía historia.
He said, I am the manna.
Dijo, yo soy el maná.
That comes down from heaven.
Que viene del cielo.
See, everybody else had a narrative.
Todos tenían historia.
And if you try to rationalize it,
y si quieres tratar de entenderlo,
you'll come to the wrong conclusion.
Vas a agarrar la
and
conclusión.
You'll think you did it, you created it, you made it happen.
Y vas a pensar que tú lo hiciste, que tú lo creaste.
It was God. That's why God said,
por eso Dios dijo,
bring your tithe into my storehouse.
Trae tu diezmo a la casa.
That there might be meat in my house.
Para que haya comida en la casa.
He didn't say bring your tithe in the storehouse that New Life would have money.
Él no dijo trae el dinero para que la iglesia nueva
vida. He said that there may be meat in my house.
Dice para que haya comida en mi casa.
This is God's house.
Esta es la casa de Dios.
This is His kingdom.
Este es el reino de él.
This is His stuff.
Estas son las cosas de él.
We are mediators of what happens in this house.
Nosotros nomás estamos mediando.
You have to be careful who you allow to paint the picture in your life.
Tienes que tener cuidado.
One person doesn't get to tell the whole story.
Una persona no puede contar toda la historia.
Each of us has a vision from God.
Cada uno tiene visión de Dios.
You can get stressed out trying to listen to everybody else's narrative.
Y te preocupas tratando de escuchar todo.
But can I tell you something, Mama and Dad?
Pero déjate digo algo, padres.
We don't get to control the narrative.
No podemos controlar la historia.
We're not going to write the book or tell the story.
No vamos a contar escribir el libro.
Our children are going to tell the story.
Los niños van a contar la historia.
The next generation is going to write the book.
La siguiente generación va a escribirlo.
Sister Pam, they're going to tell the story of your faithfulness.
Hermana Pam van a hablar de tu fidelidad.
They're going to tell the story that no matter what happened in my mama's life, she kept coming to church and believing God.
Van a contar no importa lo que pasa, ella siempre vino a la iglesia.
The next generation is going to say, my mama and daddy trusted in God.
Mis padres creyeron en Dios.
They gave credit to God.
Ellos le dieron crédito a Dios.
They honored God.
Ellos honraron a Dios.
I don't get to tell the narrative.
Yo no puedo contar la historia.
I don't get to tell the story.
Yo no cuento la historia.
My children are going to tell the
Mis
story.
Hijos lo van a contar.
Jacob wasn't going to tell the story.
Jacob no iba a contar la historia.
Joseph was going to tell the story.
José le iba a contar.
Jacob wasn't going to name the boys.
Jacob no iba a nombrar los nombres.
Joseph was going to name the boys.
José iba a contar los nombres.
And during the 7 years of plenty in his life,
y durante los 7 años de abundancia,
Joseph names the babies.
José le da nombre a los bebés.
He doesn't name them from cynicism or carnality.
No los nombra con el cinicismo.
He doesn't
o carnalidad.
Name them from unforgiveness or from rebellion.
No los nombra de rebelión o
he
de coraje.
He doesn't name them from the system that hurt him in defiance to that.
Él no los nombra del sistema que lo abusó.
He names them from a heart of forgiveness.
Él los nombra con un corazón lleno
he
de perdón.
He names them from a heart of reconciliation with God.
Los llena de un corazón que te ha reconciliado con Dios.
He doesn't name it in bitterness.
No los nombra con amargura.
And unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine.
Y a José fueron nacidos 2 bebés.
He called the name of the first one Manasseh.
El primero fue llamado Manasseh.
For God said he.
Porque Dios dijo,
hath made me forget.
Él me ha hecho olvidar.
All of my toil.
Todos mis sufrimientos.
That word forget literally means to take the list.
Esa palabra olvidar.
Of all the offenses.
Significa tomar la lista de toda la ofensa.
And scratch it out violently.
Y borrarlas violentamente.
He said, I'm naming the baby.
Estoy llamando al bebé.
God has erased my memory.
Dios ha borrado mi memoria.
Of everything they said.
De todo lo que dijeron.
Everything they did.
Todo lo que hicieron.
The times they stabbed me in the back.
Los tiempos que me lastimaron.
God took the big eraser.
Dios tomó el borrador.
And he erased all of the offenses in my life.
Y él borró todo el sufrimiento en mi vida.
He erased all of the hurt in my life.
Él borró todo el lastimiento.
He erased all of the times I was misunderstood.
Él borró las veces que fui lastimado.
He erased all of the times that they didn't know what was happening on
borró
the inside
las veces que ellos no sabían lo que estaba pasando.
My daddy didn't understand.
Mi padre no entendía.
But I don't hold it against him.
Pero yo lo perdono.
God erased the toil.
Dios borró el sufrimiento.
And because of that, I can name my baby Manasseh.
Y por eso lo llamo Manasseh.
Which means God has made me to forget.
Que significa que Dios me ha hecho olvidar.
I'm telling you, there's a level of love and forgiveness.
Hay un nivel de amor y
perdón. That doesn't come from your will or your intellect.
Que no viene de tu voluntad.
It doesn't come from your intelligence.
No viene de tu inteligencia.
It comes from God
viene
touching your heart.
De Dios tocando
and
tu corazón.
Saying, I know they didn't understand.
Y dice, yo sé que no entendía.
I know they treated me incorrectly.
Yo sé que me trataron mal.
But I got to a place in my walk
pero llegué
with
a un lugar
God
en mi caminar con Dios.
Where God took out the magic eraser.
Donde Dios sacó el borrador.
And erased what they did to me.
Y borró lo que hicieron
para
mí.
And erased the pain and the
y borró
hurt
el dolor.
God has caused me to forget.
Dios ha hecho que me olvidara.
All of my toil.
Todo mi sufrimiento.
And all my father's house.
Y toda la casa de mi padre.
He let forgiveness.
Él dejó que el perdón.
Name the baby.
Llamar al bebé.
Something happened to this man.
Algo pasó con este hombre.
That made him a perfect mediator.
Que hizo que él fuera un ejemplo.
Of all of this resource.
De todos estos recursos.
How was he going to be judicious in his distribution of it?
¿Cómo iba a guiar él para distribuir todo eso?
How was he going to be fair?
¿Cómo iba a tener justicia?
And equitable.
Y distribuirlo igualmente.
To make sure that mercy came on everybody.
Para asegurar que la misericordia llegaran a todos.
That justice came to everybody.
Y la justicia llegaran a todos.
That help came to everybody.
Que la ayuda llegaran a todos.
That the grace of God came to everybody.
Que la gracia de Dios llegara a todos.
That the resource of God's kingdom came to everybody.
Que los recursos del Dios lleguen a todos.
He was never going to be handed all of that resource.
Nunca le iban a dar todos los recursos.
Until he was willing to allow God to erase the memory of what happened.
Hasta que no dejara que Dios borrara la memoria.
And allow his heart to for the first time to begin to forgive not just his brethren
y que el corazón no solamente perdone a los hermanos,
but his enemies
pero sus enemigos,
the people who were set out against him
los que estaban en contra de él,
the people who had him in their target
los que lo tenían como objetivo.
He called the second child Ephraim,
llamó el siguiente nombre Efraín.
For God hath caused me to be fruitful
porque Dios causó que tenía fruto,
in the land of my affliction
en la tierra de mi aflicción.
Musicians, you can come. Divine amnesia.
Se lo olvidó.
What does that list look like for you?
¿Cómo se mira eso?
Everybody's faults.
Esa lista que tienes tú.
Everybody's failures.
Todos los fracasos.
Everybody's issues.
Todos los errores de todos los demás.
All the people that hurt me.
Todo lo que te han lastimado.
All the people that let me down.
Todos los que te han fallado.
Whether it was intentional or unintentional.
Si fue con intención o falta de intención.
All the people that stabbed me in the back.
Todos los que te lastimaron.
God hath made me to forget. And because of that, God hath made me fruitful. Because I was able to throw the list out. God hath made me fruitful.
Dios me ha hecho que yo tuviera fruto.
This is not just third dimensional love.
Esto no solamente es amor en una dimensión.
When I say third dimensional love, I mean the love of the that happens in the box.
Yo digo del amor que sucede en la caja.
Of our human experience.
De la experiencia humana.
Third dimensional love is the love that a husband has for a wife.
El amor de la tercera dimensión es el que del esposo a la esposa.
It's the love that a parent has for a child.
Es el amor que tienen a los hijos.
Because third dimensional life is life within the cube, within the house, within the box.
Porque el amor en la tercera dimensión es en la caja, en el mundo.
That is love.
Eso es amor.
But that's not the love I'm talking about.
Pero eso no es el amor del cual yo hablo.
I'm not talking about the love for my family.
Yo no hablo del amor a mi familia.
I'm not talking about the love that prioritizes my stuff and my people.
Yo no hablo del amor que prioritiza mi amor, mi familia.
That's third dimensional love.
Eso es la tercera dimensión.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
if you love those that love you in return,
si tú amas a los que te aman,
what thank have you?
¿Qué tienes?
He said, that's exactly what they do.
Eso es lo que hacen ellos.
They love their people.
Ellos aman a su pueblo.
They love their family.
Ellos aman a su familia.
He said, but I've got a higher dimensional love for you.
Pero yo tengo otra dimensión, otro amor.
It's a love you can't even imagine.
Es un amor que no puedes imaginarte.
He said, learn to love your enemies.
Aprende a amar a tus enemigos.
The people that stab you in the back.
Los que te lastiman.
The people that take advantage of you.
Los que toman ventaja.
The people that meant it for evil.
Los que lo hacen con maldad.
All of the narratives,
todas las historias,
that flow into our lives,
que vienen a nuestras vidas,
from people who just don't understand,
de personas que no entienden,
for whatever reason,
por cualquier razón,
there's a higher love,
hay otro amor más grande.
Job tapped into it.
Job lo encontró.
Joseph tapped into it.
Job lo encontró.
It's a love that only comes from God.
Es un amor que solo viene de Dios.
When he asked Peter,
cuando le pregunta a Pedro,
Peter, do you love me?
Pedro, ¿me amas?
Peter said, oh, you know I love you.
Pedro dice, tú lo sabes.
Jesus was using the word agape.
Jesús estaba usando agape.
Peter was using the word philios.
Pedro estaba usando philios.
Jesus was saying, do you agape me?
Jesús le estaba preguntando, ¿me agape?
Now Jesus didn't have a dimensional chart to draw out for Peter.
Jesús no tenía la podía explicarle.
But he was using a word that didn't catch in Peter's mind.
Pero estaba usando una palabra que no entendía.
He was asking Peter, do you love me?
Estaba preguntándole, ¿me amas a mí?
With a divine love.
Con un amor divino.
And Peter was telling him,
y Pedro le estaba diciendo,
I philios you.
Yo philios te amo.
I love you with a brother love.
Yo te amo como hermano.
Let me explain something to you.
Déjate explico algo.
When your love is third dimensional,
cuando tu amor es en la tercera dimensión,
as soon as you begin to think, what do I get in return?
En cuanto piensas, ¿qué es lo que recibo para atrás?
Bitterness creeps in.
La amargura viene.
Disappointment creeps in.
La decepción viene.
Anger creeps in.
El enojo.
Rebellion starts.
La rebelión empieza.
Because as soon as God withholds the blessing,
porque cuando Dios deja de bendecir,
as soon as you pray for the healing and
ora,
it doesn't happen,
por la sanidad y no pasa,
that's the test.
Esa es la prueba.
That's third dimensional love.
Esa es la, amor,
because
tercera
when
dimensional.
God withholds it,
porque cuando Dios lo detiene,
you question God.
Tú, dudas a Dios.
Peter.
Pedro.
You remember that moment?
¿Te acuerdas el momento?
In that courtyard.
En ese lugar.
When you denied me,
cuando me negaste,
you had only gotten to philios love.
Solo llegaste al amor filio.
And the problem with that is that love's not going to get you through the trial.
Y el problema es que ese amor no te va a llevar.
It's not going to get you through the test.
No te sostendrá.
It's not going to get you through the betrayal.
No te va a pasar por la traición.
It's not going to get you through the season of disappointment.
No te va a sostener en la decepción.
But if you could get the love I'm talking about, Peter.
Pero si recibes el amor del cual hablo.
You'll let him crucify you upside down.
Vas a dejar que te crucifiquen al
and
revés.
You won't deny me.
Y no me vas a negar.
You won't turn your back on me.
Y no me vas a dejar.
This generation.
Esta generación.
This generation needs a baptism.
Esta generación necesita un bautismo.
Of agape.
De amor.
Says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Aunque me mate, lo va a confiar en él.
I'm telling you that things will begin to flow through our lives.
Cosas van a empezar a pasar en nuestras vidas.
Resource will begin to flow through our lives.
Los recursos van a empezar a fluir.
Fullness will begin to flow through our lives.
La bondad va a empezar a fluir.
When we learn to forgive.
Cuando aprendemos a perdonar.
Like Joseph forgave.
Como José perdonó.
And like Jesus forgave.
Y como Jesús perdonó.
And like Job forgave.
Y como Job perdonó.
And like Stephen forgave.
Y como Esteban perdonó.
And said, I don't care about anybody else's narrative.
Y dice, no me importa la historia de los demás.
Only one narrative matters.
Solamente una historia importa en mi vida.
And that's the narrative of what God has put on the inside
of me. Historia que Dios ha puesto
That's
en
the
mí.
Narrative of yes, Jesus loves me.
Esa es la historia, sí, Jesús me
I
ama.
Don't care if your daddy didn't love
no
you.
Me importa si tu padre no
I don't
te amaba.
Care if your mama didn't love
no me importa
you.
Si tu madre no te amaba.
I don't care if your boss doesn't treat you right.
No me importa si tu patrón te maltrata.
Yes,
sí.
Jesus loves me.
Jesús te ama.
Nobody else's narrative matters.
Nadie más, la historia de nadie más importa.
Can I be vulnerable with you tonight?
Puedo ser vulnerable esta noche.
Can I tell you that I've been hurting this week?
Te puedo decir que ha estado doliendo esta semana.
I've told God, God, this was not a good week for.
Le dije a Dios, esta no es una buena semana para mí.
For my friend to die.
Para que se murió mi amigo.
I've wrestled with it.
Yo peleé.
I'm hurting.
Estoy lastimado.
It's okay to hurt.
Está bien estar lastimado.
It's okay to cry.
Está bien llorar.
It's okay to grieve.
Está bien estar de luto.
But at the end of the day,
pero al final del día,
whatever season you're going through,
en la temporada que estás,
you have to say those narratives don't matter.
Tienes que decir eso no importa.
I'm telling you, the enemy's been peppering my thoughts with all kinds of crazy things this week.
El enemigo está llenando mi mente con pensamientos.
If he could take Pastor Prado, he could take anybody.
Si puede quitar a Prado, puede quitar a todos.
But God is for me.
Pero Dios está por
and
mí.
God is for you.
Y Dios está por
and
mí.
I don't care what the narrative is.
Y no me importa
life.
La historia.
I don't care what the world around you is
no me
telling
lo que dice el mundo.
I don't care what your insecurities are
no
telling
me
you
lo que dice tu
better days are ahead
mejores días vienen.
There is fullness for you
hay cosas buenas
there
para
is
ti.
A future for you
hay futuro para ti.
God is for you
Dios está por ti.
Let's all stand let's lift our hands
pónganse
to God
de pie, levanten sus
let's
manos.
Begin to talk to him
vamos a hablar con Dios.
As the music begins to play
cuando empiezan a cantar.
You may be going through a difficult season tonight
tal vez pasas por un tiempo difícil.
But I'm here to tell you I don't care what the other narratives are.
No me importa las otras historias.
There's a singular narrative.
Hay una historia
that will hold you up in the middle of the storm.
Que te sostendrá en la tormenta.
Come on, this altar's open if you want to come and pray.
Este altar está abierto.
If you want to take your wife or husband by the hand
si
and come and pray.
A tu marido o marida.
Come on, God is here to do business with us tonight.
Vengan al frente.
God is here to touch us in a special way.
Dios nos quiere tocar de una manera especial.
Will you let him do it tonight?
Déjalo que te toque.
Will you let him do it tonight?
Déjalo que lo haga esta noche.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. Miracles, there is nothing that's impossible.